consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindsets and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, welcome my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am so honored to have you choose to listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this podcast, and shout me out on social media so that more people can know about this and learn and be activated. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. It would mean the world to me for you to take a few minutes to share and review this, as I would love to spread more love and consciousness to the collective. Also, I will be running my free 5-day self-promotion challenge from February 8th to 12th. This is for you if you're a heart-driven coach, healer, practitioner, or light worker desiring to organically attract your soulmate clients with ease, fun, and flow by leveraging social media. You guys, I have so much fun. This is one of my most favorite and most fun things I do in my business, my 5-day challenges. I'm going to help you take the shame out of self-promotion and feeling salesy, because we all don't love that, right? And help you market yourself with confidence and authenticity in this 5-day challenge. You can go to www.7figureconfidence.com/challenge. The link is also in my bio on Instagram at Bold Sexy Warrior. Now, on with today's episode. Let me ask you these questions. Do you feel like there are many things in your life to be completely grateful for, but somehow you still feel empty inside? Like that feeling that something's missing? Or do you feel like you're chasing happiness? It's like you can never feel like you can totally get there. What's the secret to true freedom and happiness, you wonder? Well, you guys, I am so super honored and excited to be hosting my special guest today, Randy Spelling, whom you'll probably recognize his name because of his Hollywood famous family. Remember 90210 and Melrose Place? Man, I have sweet memories of watching 90210 with my mom. Randy Spelling is an author, speaker, intuitive coach, and consultant, and is the head of Randy Spelling Coaching. Growing up in one of Hollywood's most famous families, he witnessed firsthand that money and fame do not create freedom or happiness. I'm going to leave you in suspense, and he's going to share a little bit more of what actually does. Using his natural intuitive abilities and 13 years of coaching experience, Randy helps people see the choices they didn't realize they had so they can create more freedom, success, presence, and happiness in their lives. Let's welcome Randy. Hi, love.
Hey, Rosalind. It's so good to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm sure people are going to be wondering, how the heck did we meet?
Yeah, so, do you want to share? Because this was a couple months
absolutely.
In the making.
Yeah, we are new friends. So we were on a summit together through our mutual, and I don't actually know how you know Laura, Laura and I actually know each other through Blue Talks, Business, Life, and Universe. And we're in the same community. It's a speaking community. It's also a book series. Think TEDx, but with a heavy spiritual foundation. When my good friend Corey Poirier is a founder of it. And so Laura asked me to be on her summit, and you happen to be on her summit too. I tagged you on Instagram. This is how fun it is. And then Randy and I started speaking.
Well, I mean, the truth is, you know, I learned about you through the summit, and then I looked you up, and then I heard you speak, and I think, I can't remember if you said hi or I said hi, but then you recorded a voice message, and your energy was so electrifying that I just couldn't help but write back, and I was like, hi, hey, you're amazing, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Well, I didn't actually know that part that you heard me speak, so thank you for taking the time, because I am sure you are I like to say abundant instead of busy, abundant entrepreneur. And so I really value when people do take the time to tune in and listen, or take the time to watch my videos. That really is, I'm very humbled by that. So thank you very much, Randy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I practice what I preach. I literally magnetize Randy Spelling to be on my show. So, oh, I am so excited. Let's share. Many people do know, if they've been listening for a while, Randy, that before we come on air with my guests, I set the intentions of this sacred energetic container. And you and I did that. And then we sealed it with a light language. And I'd love for you to share what we set as an intention, because you shared it so beautifully.
Sure. I just added to what Rosalind was saying, and I said, may we be guided to bring up stories, share stories and information, ask questions that are relevant and specific to you, to add the most value to the listeners of this so that you get what you need. And, you know, the goal of this is expansion and, an upgrade for all, because it's 2021, and consciousness-wise, I think, you know, us entrepreneurs and light workers and here doing the work to make this world a better place and elevate consciousness, it's time. It's mm-hmm. just, it simply is time. And so it's time for an upgrade. So if I can add any assistance to that, if Rosalind can add any assistance to say something that you need today, so our guides work with your guides together so that you get what you need for an upgrade.
Amen. I love that. So Randy, my first question for my guests are often for them to share their story. And I know you have a very powerful story. I am sure many people are wondering, wow, what was it like growing up in one of Hollywood's most famous families? And how did you get to be who you are today and be doing what you're doing in the world?
And say it in 3 minutes. Go.
Yeah. You go ahead and take your time, love. Honestly, this okay. is a very important, I love when my guests take their time in sharing their stories. I think there's so many golden nuggets that people receive. And, you know, as you know, facts tell, stories sell. So
sure.
The story is very important. Story is what makes things very memorable.
So my story, I grew up in Hollywood, was born and raised. My father, his name was Aaron Spelling. He was an uber famous television producer. I mean, I would say one of the most famous of all time. Mm-hmm. I think he may still be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific television producer in history. And then my sister, who's 5 years older than me, she was always an actress. right? I mean, when I came along and she was five, she had already expressed that she wanted to be an actress, and I think she was potentially already in something by the time I came along. So I was born in a showbiz family. And in some ways, it was larger than life. You know, my father was really busy. He had, at one time, probably around the time I was born, he had about 6 or 7 shows on the air at one time. And, it in some ways, it was fantastical. Obviously, though, as a kid, I didn't know any of this. This was just my family. This was just the way that life was. So, you know, until I started to get older and realize, oh, this is different, you know, not everyone lives like this. I just didn't know any different, right? That was my dad, there was my mom and my sister. But the other side of this is I was born highly intuitive, extremely sensitive. I actually shouldn't have even made it back in 1978. I was born 2.5 months premature. So I was in an incubator for almost 2 months. I was 2 pounds when I was born. And again, back then, that was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's obviously more common. They have better technology. And so I was trying to make sense of this world where I could see people, but I could also feel highly empathic, so I could feel the emotion. And it was very interesting when I got older. I didn't realize this then, but I realized it now looking back, that, and I don't just mean my parents, but, you know, the people that came around. There were a lot of movie stars coming to the house and executives of networks, highly successful people. But I was, they would smile and they would be laughing, but I could feel something was missing. They weren't happy. And it was really confusing as a child to be able to read energy, to be able to feel people's emotions, and it doesn't match what you see. And I think to a degree, that is a lot of Hollywood, right? That is a lot of, you have to be portrayed a certain way. And even now, we all live a little bit of Hollywood with social media. Because,
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, and I don't mean to make it bad or wrong, but even for business owners, right? I watch people all the time because, you know, like you, I help people in their businesses too. And I see that people try things, right? But then they get a post that performs really well. Then they get another post that performs really well. And maybe they were in shorts, or maybe they were doing something that was, they were on a trip or they were traveling. So then they feel, to get the validation, to get more people to grow my account, to grow my business, this is who I have to be. And this is the same kind of thing in Hollywood. So I was just really confused. And so cut to when I was older, I would say, five, six, seven, I would go to these rap parties and everyone would ask if I wanted to be an actor. They said, oh, you're going to act, right? And I said, no. I do not want to be out in front. I do not want the spotlight. That's, you know, my sister could do that. But I don't. I'll be behind the scenes. Mm. And so I was happy being behind the scenes. But something happened when I was 15. Maybe I was 14. No, I was 15. And we were, my dad didn't fly. So our family vacations were to, you know, Palm Springs or Las Vegas, someplace that we could drive to in a relatively short amount of time. So,
hold up. Your dad never, ever flew?
My dad, the story went, this is the story that my dad told.
Yeah.
He was in World War II, and his family was extremely poor. They didn't have cars or anything. And so he said goodbye to his family and went because he was going to go back to you know, the barracks, wherever they were, to fly and leave. And I guess he was sick and he couldn't fly, so they didn't let him fly, and that plane got bombed or got shot down, and so his parents were told that he had died. So he made his way back to his parents' house with a friend of his, and there were cars in the driveway, and he thought, that's strange, that what's going on. And when he knocked on the door and opened it, he said his mom fainted, and when she came to, she made him promise to never fly again. So I don't know if it was, I think it was half the promise to her.
Sure.
And also, he thought, I beat the odds. I was supposed to die and didn't. I have a second chance. What am I going to do with this second chance?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a fascinating story. Thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Okay. And I'm sorry to interrupt your story, because I was like, wait a minute.
That's okay. No. yeah, so he didn't. So we were in Las Vegas, and we were at Caesar's Palace in the Forum Shops. And 90210 at this point was a rage. I mean, it was a phenomenon, just incredibly popular.
Oh, yeah, so had an impact on me.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was a fan. I watched it every week.
It was so good.
So my father and my sister started getting mobbed. And long story short, I had this moment where I watched them, and something clicked in my mind. I didn't realize this at the time, but there was something about that where I looked at that and I thought, oh, people view them as special. People view them, you know, there's validation. Ooh, I kind of want that.
Mm.
So there was that outer validation of, hey, I that would feel good. I want to matter. But there was this inner part that attracted me, because I thought, these people would otherwise walk by. No one would have that point of connection. But because they recognize them, they can connect with these people, and it's changing their day. They're walking away happy and smiling and excited. And to me, that was really powerful. And I said, yes, I want that. So I went into acting.
Mm-hmm.
I did love it.
Randy, I'm going to just pause there, and we'll leave people on a cliffhanger, because we need to go to the commercial, and then we'll find out what happens after. Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio, called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
I'm so not good enough.
Fail.
They'll judge me.
I'm afraid.
Others
are doing
it. It's already been done.
Who are you not to fully express who you are, to be your warrior of light and do business from your fierce, aligned energy? I'm Rosalind Fung, host of Activate Your Soulgasmic Business here on Om Times Radio. Let's get your business turned on to the next level. I invite you to hop on a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com, and let's monetize in your soul mission. Go to rosalynfung.com.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Okay, welcome back, my loves. So, Randy, what happened when you got into acting?
So I got into acting, and I loved it. I mean, it was really fun, very creative. Yeah, I could play something and tap into emotions that I otherwise, you know, weren't able to access on a daily basis. So I loved it, and I started acting. I was on a couple television shows. But I felt like, you know, if you remember in the Caesar's Palace moment, that feeling of, I didn't want to be in the spotlight before, but then there was something about, well, maybe this is what I should do. Maybe this is how I matter. So I was searching for the purpose, and because that was the family business, that was the only path I knew. That was the only path I knew to go down. But I kept feeling like, well, but where's the more? Where's the more? And so, you know, after 3-4 years of doing television, then it was, well, you know, to be a more serious actor, you should do movies. Back then, that was the thing. And so, you know, I started to do a couple movies. And again, it was this more. And so I veered off for a few years and started my own record label, an independent record label, and put out some music with other artists because I thought, okay, well, that's the more. Maybe I'll be, you know, like a little executive and I can put out music that that has a message and says something and can affect people and I can be in control of it, and as opposed to just auditioning and being picked here and there. And I still wasn't finding the more. And so for me, and you know, this, because of that and coupled with things that I experienced in childhood, and when I say that, I mean just pains like we all do, right? Mm-hmm. There were certain things that, you know, what I got, what I didn't get, all, and so I had to unravel that for myself. But I didn't know how to do that in a healthy way. So I started to try and fill myself with more by way of substances. And I, you know, went down the drinking road. I went down the drug road. And for me, you know, wound up in addiction. And so I got to a point where I just, you know, I thought I was really functioning, but I wasn't functioning. And I couldn't, nothing was working for me.
And I was just trying to... How old are you at this point, Randy?
I started early. I mean, I started, you know, sort of drinking and drugging kind of early at like 15. But in terms of addiction, I think it really got, it took hold of me at about 21, 22, and lasted till 26. And there were some dark years. I mean, it was bad. My friends thought that I was going to die. They were worried they were going to show up at my place one time and I'd be dead. I mean, it got pretty dark.
Yeah.
But here was the turn, is right around 2006, my father passed away. I was deep in addiction and I was doing everything inauthentically. I mean, and I prided myself on being an authentic person. And at this point it was, you know, the lowest I had been. And I had one of those moments where I fell to my knees. It was about 3 a.m. and I just said, if anyone can hear me, please help me. And I have to mention this because it's a really important part of my story. My acting teacher, and this is how everything plays a purpose, Rosalind, and how to connect the dots here, is my acting teacher who first taught me how to act, the first one I worked with. She was deeply into spirituality, but didn't talk about it that much. And one day, I looked over at her and I said, she was telling me that she was taking these Chinese herbs and stuff. And I said, well, it's not just about the herbs, is it? And I guess she took that as the, oh, okay, he's ready for more, and just went down the rabbit hole of all these experiences that she had and taught me meditation, and I started becoming an avid reader of self-help and New Age and metaphysical. And so I had a good 3 years from about 18 to 21, 22, where I had some pretty amazing, deep, deep experiences. And without that, so I knew what true connection felt like. I knew what a spiritual connection felt like. If I didn't know that, I think I would have given up. But because I knew that, I fell to my knees and I said, I'm ready for more. I don't want to live like this. I feel in my heart, in my bones, that I'm here to make an impact. I feel that I'm here for more. If that's true, then help me. I'm ready. If not, then take me out. I'm not going to do it myself, so take me out. Wow. And that started the ball of change. And
I'm getting goosebumps just hearing that, Randy. I really want to highlight this to the audience, that if anybody is feeling lost right now, you're feeling like you're in that darkness, I really want you to know that there is light. There is light, and to know that there's something greater beyond. And many of us do get mad at God. It's like, well, why am I doing this? I'm right. And I feel like a huge process is surrendering. And it's been something that's been a deep personal process mine in this past, I will say, like a couple months. And it's been very powerful too. When you think you've surrendered, surrender more.
And so I'm interested. Can you share a how of how to surrender? What does that look like?
So for me, surrendering is really knowing that we are all here as souls having a human being experience. And what gives me so much peace is knowing that I'm on my journey. And the when things feel heavy, dense, there's so much resistance, my emotions of whatever it may be, anxiety, anger, frustration, come up, it's like, okay, let's listen, let's tune in. What is my soul here to learn? What's the lesson right now? Because everything is neutral until we put meaning to it. And how we do that is based on our belief system. So it's like recognizing that, okay, the way I'm thinking is limiting me. It's not serving and supporting me anymore. At one point, maybe it did. So I don't know what I need to think differently right now, because it might be a blind spot for me, but I do know that there's infinite amount of possibilities, and I do know that there's another way to be here. And so that's where I will speak to God, speak to my guides. I'm connected with Palladians. I will light language it, and I'll just let myself be washed over through with the Holy Spirit, and just be... just like have that sense of peace inside by doing this. For other people, maybe meditation. I also do that, or prayer. But whatever is going to help you move into a sense of understanding, there's a lesson here, taking that personal and spiritual accountability, which is, I think that is the most important.
That's huge.
Accountability is everything. When we realize that we're co-creating with spirit, we're co-creating our lives, and that we're on some way, even if we can't see it right now, we're responsible. And when we take that responsibility, right now, my responsibility is to surrender, is to know that there's something greater on the other side. Well, first I must surrender. And then so much comes through when I surrender, and I feel this deep sense of peace. And then I receive messages. So that's my process. Thank you for asking.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm always so interested because I think, you know, in the spiritual community, there's things that we just know, right? And we say, and I feel like everyone is like, we know that we have to have gratitude. We know that we need to be able to forgive. We know that meditation is important. There are all these things, surrender, beautiful. But how to do that, how to get into the nitty gritty on a daily basis. And what I'm hearing from you is you have a ton of tools. There's so many things that you do. First, there's belief of remembering I am a spiritual being first, and I'm having this human experience. So there's that. There's the belief. And then you talked about thought. And something that I would add, I was thinking about this the other day, and this is what came through for me, is, again, we hear, well, this is a thought-based reality, right? And thoughts create our reality. And we hear it, and we hear it, and we hear it. But it goes into the brain, and I feel like it kind of just sits there and floats on the lazy river, but it doesn't sink down into the throat and then into the heart and then ground into the solar plexus. And one of the idea behind that is if we all really knew the power that we had, if we really not just believed, if we just knew that our thoughts are creating reality, then it would be very different. But of course we don't fully know this yet, because on some level we already do. But we had to forget to have the experiences that we've had. And a lot of those, all of those, are purposeful. And so now, you know, this process of remembering, the one thing I'd really like to drive home here is there's so much about, well, that's positive thought, that's negative thought. Take that completely out of it.
Yes,
and let's just look at thought as instructional. Your thought is instructional. So that's up to you whether you want to judge it as positive, negative, or, but really it's instructional.
That's so powerful, Randy. And when we look at it, our thought is instructional. Are you saying then this is where we can decide, is that instructions that I want to take on and continue? Or are there other instructions I could look at?
Exactly. Well, you said spiritual accountability.
Yeah.
And this is right there with that. If you're having thoughts that, you know, you really want more money, you want your business to grow, you want to, you know, become a better self, but yet your thoughts are doubtful. Your thoughts are in fear. Your thoughts are, well, you know, this may not happen. Instead of judging yourself at all, even the positive negative is a little bit judgmental. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you go, oh, my thoughts are so negative. And what happens is you instantly judge yourself. Yes. This is so hard. I always forget to do this. I'm saying take that off the table and just have a quick accountability. What's the instruction that my conscious mind is giving the subconscious mind? Mm-hmm. What is the instruction right now? And realize if you hear and you believe that you're really that powerful, and this is a thought-based reality, then it's up to you. It's very simple. What instructions are you giving?
I really love that. It's a new way for me to hear it about it as instructional. So thank you so much, Randy. And the other point that you shared, and I think that this is so deeply important, and how we start to embody our truth, embody and I think there's multiple truths, but the truth for us and the messages that we're receiving. In order for us to get there, we need to, because I used to be very masculine driven. I had no idea what spirituality was, even though I grew up Catholic in Catholic schools. My parents were atheists. I've shared this in previous podcasts, but you know, there's something like we have three engines we run on. It's not just the head, it's our heart and our gut intuition. And when we really allow our heart, we like tune into what our heart is asking of us or saying to us, and what our intuition is saying, They have very different messages than what our head says often. And so it's like, let's just tune in and through the body. I'm also certified in a somatic approach. Both you and I have psychology backgrounds, Randy. So I know you'll get this, but like the body speaks. The body speaks so powerfully. And how many of us in this world don't listen to our own bodies? Because we, one, may not know that the body speaks differently. And yet our bodies hold a lot of answers, dis-ease, symptoms that are uncomfortable. Is our way, our body's way, tell us, hey, and it's screaming at us to listen and tune in to the messages. And so if we allow ourselves to slow down and really tune in, that's where our subconscious messages lie.
Absolutely. And so, something that you said was so important is it's not just about the head. Mm-hmm. But sometimes to be able to access the heart wisdom, the gut wisdom or intuition, is the mind has to either quiet down or step aside sometimes to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right, it's so, so important to be able to listen to all the messages that you're getting. So here's what I want to propose for the listeners. Here's a way of looking at it. You might already see it like this, but if not, just an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything you're experiencing in your reality is a message for you.
Ooh.
And you get to choose what to do with that message. But just like that Rumi quote, the universe is rigged in your favor and, you know, things are happening for you, not to you. What if everything in your life, even that pain that you're feeling in your body or even that discomfort that you're feeling with your soul in a moment where you feel angsty and something's not quite working out the way that you want it to, what's the message? What's the opportunity in this? Because the universe doesn't work to punish you. It's working in conjunction with you to help you, but we have to see that it's working with you.
Ooh, okay. So breathe that in, my loves. Breathe that in as you are really tuning in to what Randy has just shared. And I'm going to invite you to just stay with this and letting it digest as we go into commercial and just really letting yourself sit with this.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Okay, welcome back, my love. So I'm just gonna invite you. Wow, like just really tuning into this conversation that has just really, you know, Randy sharing his story, and it just goes deeper into his how he really transformed. And we talked about the power of taking accountability, not only on a personal level, but one of my most favorite episodes I did on my own podcast is talking about this concept of accountability at the highest level of accountability is spiritual accountability. And I think that that's so deeply important. Oh, how are you feeling, Randy?
I'm feeling great.
I feel like I'm literally ascending. I'm having my ascension headaches, which is such a, it sucks, but but it really, really is also very awesome. When I feel this, these headaches, it means right now in this moment, I'm being activated. I'm literally with my body, like I'm literally ascending. I can feel it. And I don't think I've felt this ascension symptom on a podcast as I'm doing it. So thank you.
What can I say? I just happen to have this effect on people.
Right?
No, I'm kidding.
You do. Well, it's happening for us.
You know, so one of the things I was thinking about as we were talking is, you know, it's so easy to talk about this stuff, right? And we live in this world where we're teaching people how to do this. But just like anyone else, I have times where I need this accountability. I have to pull out all these different tools. I have times where I completely forget that I am a spiritual being and I'm fully in the humanness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it feels heavy. And then I have to remember, wait, lighten up. Okay, how do I do this? So for everyone listening, it really is a process and a practice. And so anything that you can do, right? You're not going to get it all at once. Maybe you will, and that would be great. But take the most important part that you've heard from today and then, you know, keep listening to Rosalind or, you know, other teachers, other people, mm-hmm. and take it and here's the deal. Use it. Don't go, oh, yes, this makes so much sense. I feel good. Okay, I'm good for 5-10 minutes or an hour, and then completely forget and not return back to it. You have to engage with yes. your senses. You have to, you know, to get more intuitive, you have to practice intuition. Play games with your children that are intuitive. Yes. Play games with yourself. Make it fun.
Oh, I love this, Randy. You're like, I'm like, we could go on for another hour because I have something to say about that too. There's a couple things I want to say based on our conversation. Okay, so number one, I think it's really important that our audience hears that what's really important is that we don't spiritually bypass, meaning, oh, okay, well, I'm a soul having the human being experience. I shouldn't be feeling this way. Like, no, we're not saying you shouldn't be feeling that way. It's like honoring your feelings. There's no such things as bad feelings. Negative feelings, whatever we call those, the feelings that we don't want to feel because they suck, feels like shit. Those are feelings, and we really need to tune into, okay, I'm feeling angry about something. Let's honor that. Instead of trying to avoid it, trying to push it down, trying to resist it. Because the medicine is in the resistance. So when we lean in to that quote-unquote negative emotion, there's so much juiciness and answers in that. Leaning in from the angle of, okay, what am I here to learn through this emotion? So that's how you avoid spiritual bypassing. Sorry, go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. I mean, that's the idea is, you know, I think we're taught to look at the ascension, you know, when that mm-hmm. word gets said, ascension, everyone's waiting for this one moment where it's like, oh, I'm not in this third dimensional reality anymore. Yeah. And I'm in this, you know, fifth dimensional reality, or I feel good all the time. And it's almost like looking at the end of the road versus, no, it's about having ascension moments and
yes.
feeling what you're feeling, like Rosalind said.
Beheaded.
And then that is the point of alchemy, where you can
yes.
take something and turn it into something else. And now feel it completely, but then remember, oh, wait, I have the power to change this. What can I do right now
yes.
to uplift this energy? What can I do to bring this into wholeness? And when you do that and you feel any sort of shift, that is an ascension moment. That is Rumpelstiltskin turning the straw into gold.
I love that analogy. So good. I love that, Randy. Thank you for sharing that. And then the other point that you had shared was play games, and because intuitive games, everything is a practice. So if you think about our habits, am I still here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Okay. I was like really quiet. I'm like, did the phone hang up? Okay.
Wait, am I still on Earth?
I love it. So losing my train of thought. We're having so much fun. So games, intuition. So everything is a practice. So if you think about your habits that you do not want to have anymore in your life, those self-sabotaging habits in the way of your success, you've practiced those so that they have become habits. Maybe you did that unconsciously, but there's always a reason. So don't judge yourself. Those reasons were born out of survival, and usually when you were a child. So now we're trying to shift those patterns so that they serve and support and move into new habits that are aligned with your biggest vision, your dreams. And it does take practice. So I'd like to share that one of the things that I do with my psychic girlfriends, what we love to do is we love to play intuition games. And I sometimes invite my kids to play with us. And we literally play games where we're exchanging photos, and we don't know what these photos are of, but they have meaning to us. So they're photos of places or people that have meaning to us. And we partner up and we exchange the photos without looking at them. And then we feel the photo again without looking, and we write down everything that comes through to us. And our ego might be like, this doesn't make sense. What? And through this practice, I have learned that I am a medium, and I have been able to access my intuition and trust myself even more intuitively when I get out of my own way. When my ego is like, what, this doesn't make sense, I'm just like, it doesn't, that's okay, whatever's coming through, I'm just going to trust that that's my intuition and it's speaking. And I still shock myself, Randy, how
yes.
how accurate it is. And so I invite you, audience, to try this. It's really fun. Like, I'm a little bit addicted to doing this because it really does elevate me and improve my intuition.
Now, quick question for
yes,
you. When you first did it, were you nervous? Were you doubtful? Were you fearful?
Oh, heck yes. And I almost feel like when I first did it, this was probably a good 2 years ago. I was like, I feel like when we flipped over the picture and we looked at what I wrote, I felt like, okay, this is totally stretching the truth. Yeah. Okay. But, and because I don't feel like I was actually that accurate, but with practice, I could see how much more accurate I became, and the picture and my description match. And this is how I found I was a medium, because I was tuning into a person that wasn't the main person in the picture. There was just a part of them. And I, right to the point of me describing what they were wearing, their hair, their, and I couldn't see them in the picture, but my girlfriend, whose picture it was, confirmed that that was her. In this case, it was her grandma who had passed on, and I had channeled her.
Wow.
So it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want the audience, that's a great question, Randy. Don't give up. Be persistent. Keep practicing, because as you do, you just learn to trust yourself deeper and deeper. And whatever is coming through, especially as healers, especially as coaches, like sometimes I'll be getting something as I'm working with a client. And I'll be like, I don't know why I'm feeling this, or I don't know why I'm sensing this, or why this thought is coming in. Is this making sense to you? And the client will be like, oh my God. That, and then it's the most powerful thing that happens, because you pick up on that. So mm-hmm. don't brush away whatever thoughts are coming through to you, or messages, yes. I should say.
Yes, yes, yes. And the key to what you said is you it was fun. It was a game. You made it light. And you just began to trust more and more and more. And I think that yes. is the key to intuition, is learn to trust more and more. And the problem sometimes is people do this with big life events, and it's, should I get in this relationship or out of this relationship? And there's so much emotion there, and there's so much stuff being triggered from the past, that it's very hard then for intuition to just float up if it's not naturally. So start with something where, you know, you're just perceiving a color, or I love holding stones and crystals, and hold it and see what you feel. Do you feel anything? Do you feel, you know, does your heart rate elevate? Tune into your body and start to practice small. Make it fun. So it's not this, there's so much pressure on needing your intuition to come through right away.
Randy, I'm going to need you back on my episode, because we could probably jam a whole hour about games and how to develop our intuition.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to come back.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. I'm so enjoying this conversation. I certainly hope the audience is. And I'd love for you to, this is really cute. I'm just going to be totally transparent here. I was like, Randy, do you deliver meditations? So he's like, yeah, I can. Well, would you like to do it for my radio show? And you were like really nervous, and now we're like, we're gonna just tune in. I knew you were gonna say yes. So I love it. So we would be so honored to have you guide us in the next 3 minutes of a meditation, whatever is coming through for you to share with the collective. And then I'll come in with the light language to seal this in.
Okay, sure. And when if I'm going over whatever, just start coming in, and that'll be good.
I'll just cut you off with my light language.
Yeah. Please cut me off with your light language.
That sounds so beautiful. All right, love. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you're driving, you know, please be careful or pull over. But for this meditation, just come to yourself. Make this a sacred moment. There doesn't have to be a lot of effort. And as you start breathing, inhale. And as you exhale, remember, you're right where you need to be. So whatever's happened to you up until now, whatever you think may be happening in the future, could happen, just let that completely go. And remember that the universe is here to work with you in tandem. It is not punishing. It is here to work with you. And just for a moment, take your right hand and put your palm on your heart. I like to put it in the middle of my chest, more on the spiritual heart. You can put it wherever you want, but make sure that your palm is touching. And feel this sense of okayness. So much swirling around in the world. Come to this place of center where all is okay. And see a beautiful golden sun. You could see a star. I'm also hearing you could see a planet. Some of you are going, well, I could be a planet. So, okay, see a planet. And let the light, the energy, I mean, think of how much energy is in the sun, how much energy is in the star, how much energy is in a planet. And feel that right there. And let that energy, let that light, which is what you are anyway, let that expand out and shoot out like solar flares, shoot out like light from a star in all directions in your body. And let this wake up your cells. Let it permeate all of your organs.
Yes.
All of the places that have been.
Breathe that in and breathe out. Thank you, Randy, so much. You guys can reach Randy on his website, randyspelling.com. He's also Randy Spelling on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you so much, Randy. We are going to definitely have you back. You were such a delight to have. Thank you so much for all your wisdom.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rosalind.